This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up for another hour of What's on Your Mind, pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, super producer Chris Larson, riding shotgun along today. Senator John Hoeven will join us momentarily. And we'll also be joined by President of the Western Energy Alliance to talk a little bit about the Great American Outdoors Act funding from the federal government for the Theodore Roosevelt National Park that is being put at risk by, say it ain't so, Joe Biden. Yeah. Well, isn't that something? Our survey continues on which do you prefer, white meat or dark meat? Here's some more answers. If you don't know how to cook turkey, you like dark meat. Brine your turkey and eat white meat. All right. A little commentary there. Texture says, white meat, dark meat, neither for me. Turkey has been one of my least favorite Turkey Day foods. Seriously. My best Turkey Day meal in recent memory, taco bar at Pastor Larry's house. Who has taco bar on Thanksgiving? It's the first. And yes, they had ground turkey as one of the taco toppings. Okay. But if I had to choose, it'd be white meat. Add that to the list. You can text your answers in here at 701-237-1590. Senator John Hoeven in a moment. Your questions for him, welcome at 855-200-1776. Texter says, if this is anything like an Arizona election, I have 32 people here voting for dark meat. I can get their signatures if needed. Yeah, no kidding. Nice photo coming in from Surprise, Arizona, with a big stone next to a palm tree of a Fighting Sioux logo. I love it. Great Sioux warrior there, and a nice little logo above it saying Fighting Sioux. Thank you for that. A lot of Arizona listeners today. We appreciate you. Thank you very much bringing us along to Arizona, although you're cheating going down to that warm weather. Here's another dark meat vote. Another says white or dark prime rib. You're going for some red meat. And a few in the red meat category that are voting as well. Keep those coming. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Thank you very much. What's on your mind coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on the program? Brought to you in part by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, where now, when you buy a hot spring spa, a hot tub, you get a sauna free, a Finley O'Sauna free. That's only for the month of November. So remember that deal. I'll say it again in case it didn't connect with you. You buy a hot springs hot tub, you get a sauna free. Incredible deal. Incredible deal. And you're going to love that Finley O'Sauna. It's a great tandem deal for your health and your wellness. Stop and see Vince and the gang at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, and say, did Scott say this right? I buy the hot springs hot tub and I get the sauna free? Oh, yes, I did. That's for sure. Senator John Hoeven joins us on our newsmaker line right now. Senator Hoeven, welcome back. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Scott, to you and all your listeners.
We're doing a little survey today on whether folks like white meat or dark meat better. Do you have a preference?
Oh, yeah, I like the white meat. Yeah, absolutely. And I love turkey. Thanksgiving meals. Just one of my absolute favorite meals, and I like all the stuff that comes with it. It's just The best. The best.
It is. Do you put a little gravy on your turkey?
Absolutely. Put a little turkey on the, not only on my turkey, but I get some on the mashed potatoes, and I get some on the stuffing, too. And I like cranberries. I love cranberries, too.
Well, you're making me hungry. We'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah.
We've got to stop. My tongue's hanging out.
Exactly right. Couple things to chat about here today with you on the program, but I want to start with the Farm Bill. I know you've met with some groups to get some input to start shaping the Farm Bill. What are you hearing from North Dakota growers?
Yeah, I have been. You know, I've been hard at work at that. Of course, ag's the number one thing I work on all the time, so I'm always out there talking to our great farmers and ranchers, of course, along with energy right behind it. But just this past weekend, met with Farm Bureau and then also with IBAN, the cattle guys. And first and foremost, Scott, it's always crop insurance right up front. You know, the state of North Dakota uses crop insurance at a higher percentage than any state in the union. Now, we also have the best farmers and ranchers in the union, but we use it more than anybody. So we've got to make sure that it works well and that there's always room for improvement there. So we're hard at work on that. Right behind it, the Countercyclical Safety Net, ARC, PLC, that needs to be updated. You know, we write a farm bill every 5 years. We'll be there doing it next year. And we need to get our farmers and ranchers as much flexibility as we possibly can so that that works for them. Trade's huge, always. And then on the conservation program, those kind of things, everything, they've got to be voluntary. And we've got to make sure that they're farmer-friendly, that we don't tie our guys up in the red tape and you know, knock down these onerous rules like WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., and those kind of things, which, you know, we fought during the Obama administration. We got them, you know, taken care of. We got all that squared away under the Trump administration, and now, of course, Biden's back at it. So we've got to fight on that front, too.
How important is that majority in the House to stopping the bad stuff from the Biden administration and the Farm Bill dealings?
Very, 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 very important. And we'd hope to have it in the Senate, too. Obviously, we're working really hard to see if we can get back to 50-50 win in Georgia. That helps. Obviously, much better to be in the majority. So, yeah, it's a big, big factor in the House. So we've got to keep working to get it in the Senate and the White House.
WOTUS is something, obviously, that is still a concern. Are you able to mitigate any of the potential damage in the Farm Bill on WOTUS, or is that a separate battle?
Well, it's a battle in both places, Scott. Again, that's why it was so darn important to get the majority in the Senate, because we can, you know, we're in the personnel business, as they say, wherein we had, you know, any appointments come in front of the Senate for confirmation. So it really makes a difference in terms of fighting back on these regulatory burdens, because even though the administration won't be able to move something like that through Congress, and obviously we'll fight it in the Farm Bill, the problem is they do it through regulatory fiat. They do it through their appointments. And that's why we've got to just keep working to get that majority back in the Senate and, of course, ultimately the White House to really fix these problems. But that's why we fight that battle on both fronts, not only legislatively, which we're now in a better position to stop, but then the administration does this stuff through regulatory fiat, which, of course, then we have to fight with. Now, that doesn't succeed through the next administration. That's why ultimately, legislatively, is the most important level, but that we still have to fight it in the short term. And of course, they throw up hurdles and burdens and red tape and so forth, regulatory burden that whether it's our farmers and ranchers or the energy industry or others have to deal with. And of course, that hurts our economy. Those are the kind of things that create supply chain problems and add to inflation that the Biden administration does, which is obviously the wrong direction for our economy and our country.
What kind of timeline is the work you're doing now and the ultimate effort on the Farm Bill? When do you expect that to be voted on?
Well, you know, it comes up next year, so we're working on it now. We'll be working on it into next year, and then it's just going to be a function of how much back and forth it takes to get something done. It ain't going to be easy. Because the Democrats, like I see, they're going to have the Senate 51-49 or 50-50, but then with the vice president, that gives them an effective majority. And so, you know, and we've got a slim majority in the House, and then the Democrats have the White House. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of back and forth here. It's hard for me to predict. Obviously, we'd like to get it done in this next year. But, you know, at the same time, we're going to work really hard to get the priorities that we think really matter for farmers and ranchers. And Scott, the other thing I got to throw in here, you know, I always do it. Remember, good farm policy benefits every American every single day because Americans have the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world, thanks to our farmers and ranchers. We have more choice, better food, and we spend less on it as a percent of our budget than any other country. And that of course, is because of our farmers and ranchers, and that's why this, you know, getting it right for them matters for everybody.
Yeah, great point. And they're so easily taken for granted, so appreciate you mentioning that as well. Just think, oh, you go to the grocery store and buy what we need, and, you know, we're good. But you don't do it without the American producers that are out there doing it for you. All right, short break. When we come back, more with Senator Hovind. We'll talk a little bit about impacts on the nation's supply chains from the Biden administration EPA regulations. Stay tuned for that when we continue on What's on Your Mind right after this. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need, and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Studios, 20 past the hour, continuing our chat with Senator John Hovind today on the program. Let's talk a little bit about the EPA. I saw something where you and Joni Ernst from Iowa and Chuck Grassley down there are pressing the Environmental Protection Agency to avoid placing overly burdensome emission regulations on the trucking industry. How do you gauge the success or the potential success of this effort, and what are you trying to do here as far as the supply chain?
Well, again, that's part of the whole Biden climate change Green New Deal agenda. And you're seeing what it's doing to our economy, not only in terms of the supply chain constraints, and trucking is one of the top ones. You know, we need more truckers. We need more trucks on the road. We need more truck drivers. And of course, all these kind of restrictions work in the opposite direction, make it harder to be out there, you know, getting product shipped across this great nation. Same thing with rail, same thing with shipping. But then it all goes to the inflationary piece, too, not just the supply chain constraints themselves, but the cost of energy. And we talk about this all the time. All these things make it harder for us to not only produce oil and gas, our coal-fired electricity and all those things, but also to use it and deploy it. And you know, again, these are the very things that, you know, the administration, President Biden will get up there and talk about supply chain constraints, this and that, and then he actually creates some of these kinds of regulations. And that's why we've got to keep pushing on these and finding ways to knock them down. We do that not only through the Congressional Review Act, which a lot of times we can pass because we'll get Manchin, Sinema, others to vote with us, and now the House will be able to pass it too. Problem is that President Biden will veto it, you know, and then it takes two-thirds to roll to override that. And that's where, you know, you can really knock that regulatory stuff. So we can block the legislating in this area, which is going to be helpful now. But the that regulatory thing is harder to get at. So we work on it not only through things like CRA Act legislation, but also through the courts. And we have, as you know, had success there. And that goes back to the fact, Scott, that we were able to get so many conservative judges and justices on the court. That's why that is so important, because that's where we can knock a lot of this regulatory fiat down that the Biden administration puts forward.
Chatting with Senator John Hoban on What's on Your Mind today. Question related to the border. The House, I guess he's going to be Speaker, but incoming leader for sure, Kevin McCarthy, and a group of House Republicans were down there this week and made an announcement that they would like Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, to resign or face impeachment. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. He talk about not only doing the job, but then telling the American people, telling us in Congress that he's doing it when it's obvious. I mean, all you have to do is look. I mean, over 2 million people come in illegally, and that doesn't even count the gotaways. Do you know how much I've been down to the border? This is an absolute priority. We've got to enforce that border. We can do it. He is clearly not. He should have been out of there a long time ago. So absolutely, anything we can do to get him out of there, and the sooner the better. He's not doing the job. And then he talks like he doesn't even get reality. It's unbelievable. So yeah, anything we can do there and everything we can do there, and we've just got to secure the border. We can do it. We go back to the policies that were put in place. I mean, under the Trump administration, we had Public Health Order 42, Third Safe Country, and the Remain in Mexico policy combined with building wall. That would secure the border. We can do it. It's just taking those steps. And, that's something we absolutely have to continue to work and continue to talk about with the American people and try to force our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to just get, you know, see some reason here. We keep hearing from, like, the Arizona senators, like Kelly down there, that you know, yeah, they get that it's a problem. Well, great. When are you going to actually work with us to stop it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, for one, it's rare that a Democrat says, yeah, it's a problem, but they're not doing anything about it, and
exactly.
It just seems to be crazy. So he obviously won't resign. So what kind of a process would impeachment be? Start in the House and then come over to the Senate for a cabinet member?
Yeah, it would. And again, back to the problem of not getting the Senate, although, again, that's why I bring up some of these folks like Manchin, like Kelly, some of these guys, seems to me, Scott, need to be saying, yeah, if this comes over, we're going to support it, because he's not doing the job. And what they really should do is go to the administration, get him out of there, get somebody in there that will actually do the job, and then let's start getting this done. So hopefully that effort to push this will force some change, force more efforts to secure the border.
You know, It's frustrating as all get out, and I know you're frustrated as well. You've been there, and it's very obvious what the problem is. Why do you think they're doing this? Why are they denying reality? Why are they allowing this to continue? What's their motive here?
You know, Scott, it's hard to say other than they, in their progressive left base, they just believe that, I guess, there should be open borders, and that's how they see it. And so their view is whoever wants to come, then they should just be able to come. And the thing is, it makes no sense. I mean, part of having a secure nation is having a secure border and enforcing the law, not allowing things like sanctuary cities. And when you do those things, you start with those things, and then you can have a conversation about, okay, then let's look at our overall immigration policies. We allow a million people to come in a year legally. And in our economy, we have needs for different talents and professions and all those kind of things. And you can talk about a merit-based system. But, yeah, I think it's the progressive left is just they favor this chain migration where just an open border, and they just are willing to allow, obviously, anybody to come. But that's not good for a country.
Listener asks a question. Senator Chuck Schumer was recently quoted saying he and McConnell share the same vision for the GOP. Why are we choosing a leader that aligns with Schumer on anything, and why bother voting at all if the D.C. Uniparty holds all the power?
Oh, no. Schumer and McConnell have very, very different, views. Obviously, not only McConnell, but Republicans in the House and the Senate and across the board at the state level have a very, very different view than Schumer and the Democrats, who now really, you know, the Democrat Party used to be at least there were times you could work with them and that kind of thing. And this the progressive left has taken over so much and added so much socialism to their agenda that it's just not workable at all.
Only have a half a minute left. Are you optimistic that the next 2 years will be better than the last 2 years as far as being able to stop some of the bad stuff of the Biden administration?
I do. Yes. But to really get back to the right plan, like we had under the prior administration, the right approach, the right policies, we've got to win the Senate and got to win the White House. So some progress, but yeah, clearly there's going to be more to do to really get the country back on the right track. Really, the kind of track I think we work on here in North Dakota, common sense, the kind of track that, you know, empowers our people. And that's what we've got to do at the federal level.
Great to catch up, Senator Hovind. Thanks for the time today very much.
Thanks, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. Have a great one.
Yes, you as well and the whole Hovind family. Appreciate it very much. All right, short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Biden administration playing some games with the Great American Outdoors Act for North Dakota. Stay tuned.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased, and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
So we go inside, and long story short, over the course of the next 30, 45 minutes, we were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for a Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
To a crawfish bowl, don't wash jeans.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Here's what they have cooking for today. Your pre-Thanksgiving meal could include some home cooking and grab and go convenience like Swedish meatballs in Harwood, Glendon, or 45th in Fargo. There's also Beefy Mac at MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak at 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There you go. And also today, you buy two Fresh Bake cookies, you get one free. How's that for a sweet deal? You get it? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you. 27 before the top of the hour. Our next guest is a bit concerned, as we all should be, that North Dakota funding in the Great American Outdoors Act for the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is being put at risk by, wait for it, Joe Biden. Kathleen Sagama, president of the Western Energy Alliance, joins us today on the program. Say it ain't so, Kathleen.
Hey, Scott, I liked your dramatic pause there. So it's one of those things where, you know, when you're following unrealistic energy policies, then you're not going to necessarily understand the impacts of those policies. Forget freezing in the dark and not being able to get to school or work if we, you know, shut down all fossil fuels, as the president seems to really want. Oil and natural gas also fund conservation in national parks and public lands, like Theodore Roosevelt, for example.
So, by shutting, just make sure I'm hearing you correctly, connecting the dots here, if you're saying, I want to shut down oil and gas development, you're wanting to shut down conservation too.
Well, oil and natural gas provide the vast majority of conservation funding for public lands. So there is a $28 billion backlog in national parks and on other public lands like wildlife refuges. In infrastructure and maintenance projects, trails, visitor centers, roads, bridges, all those kinds of projects are chronically underfunded. Congress just doesn't appropriate enough money to fully fund our national parks. So a couple years ago, Congress passed and President Trump signed into law a bill that takes revenues from oil and natural gas and other energy development on public lands and puts them into a new fund up to $1.9 billion every year that goes into reducing that backlog of infrastructure projects on national parks and other public lands. There's also the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is funded solely by offshore oil and natural gas development, and that also goes into conservation projects all across the country. So by trying to eliminate leasing and future development and production of oil and natural gas on federal lands, the president would be starving that revenue source for conservation.
Yeah, that's a bit ironic, isn't it, when they preach to us what they care about?
That's right. For example, last year, $2.8 billion went into conservation funding. 94% of it came from oil and natural gas. If wind, solar, and geothermal were the only sources of revenue, $11.5 million, that's million with an M, not the billions with a B that oil and gas puts into conservation, only $11.5 million would have been available as opposed to the $2.8 billion.
It never ends.
That's just because wind, solar, I mean, solar doesn't generate any revenue. Wind barely generates any, and geothermal does generate about $18 million a year in revenue. So nothing compared to the multi-billions of dollars that oil and gas provide.
So this $38 million in conservation funding from the Great American Outdoors Act for the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, that's secure?
Yeah, it is. You know, that's already been allocated out to the park. And quite frankly, oil and gas more than funds the entire conservation program and will for many more years to come. What we're trying to do with our report is just highlight the fact that if you take these policies to their ultimate conclusion and you got rid of oil and natural gas on federal land, then funding for this conservation for these conservation programs would dry up over time. So it's been a way for us to highlight how much more oil and natural gas do for conservation than wind, solar, and other sources of energy.
So future funding is what we're talking about being a concern.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, because production declines over time, if we just stop leasing as the president wanted to do when he first came into office, if we stop leasing on federal lands completely, he's threatening future production, not production in the next year, 5 years, 10 years. Although, we need to drill more wells in order to keep production even, because wells naturally decline over time. So if we really want to have a robust economy, high-paying jobs, affordable energy, and conservation funding, we need to continue to produce it here in America, not shut it down on federal land, because that affects North Dakota and the West, where public lands development takes place on a normal basis.
And, of course, when the price of gas at the pump for consumers spikes, we get happy talk from the White House about, well, we're not doing anything, we're not holding anything back. Is that a true statement?
Oh, well, you know, when they feel the political pinch, when voters become concerned about high energy prices and have said clearly time and time again that they'd rather produce it here in the United States than, you know, importing it in from Saudi Arabia and Russia, absolutely they do feel the pinch. Then they try to say, oh, no, we're not stopping it. But every action that they've taken regarding federal production or just oil and gas production in general, wherever it's produced in the United States, is to put more regulation, more red tape, more obstacles to American production at the same time that they're asking Saudi Arabia to increase theirs.
Yeah. Isn't that shocks the senses, and I don't think that the vast majority of the American people understand that's what's being done. Shut down oil and gas production, make it more challenging in the United States, and go to Saudi Arabia and say, hey, will you drill more? Who in their right mind thinks that makes sense?
Well, if you're beholden to an ideology that spreads misinformation that says that we should just go to wind, solar, and electric vehicles and do nothing else, we should just shut down our fossil fuels, which there is an element of the radical left that believes that. They think we should just shut it all down. Who cares about the consequences? Who cares about people freezing in the dark? Which, by the way, we're going to see in Europe this year, this winter, if it's harsh in Europe, because of the fact that they don't have their own energy supplies. So there is a radical element of the left that would just like to shut it all down. But thankfully, the vast majority of Americans, and, you know, usually polls about 60% or more, understand that, you know, we're not going to go off fossil fuels tomorrow. We need to produce it here in the United States, where we do it more environmentally responsibly than anywhere else in the world. And if indeed there is a transition, which I'm not convinced, it won't happen for decades, and it has to happen slowly so that we do have the energy that enables our modern health and safe lifestyles.
Do you anticipate any help from the now Republican Congress in the House?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just great that we can stop. That's the first thing, is just to stop. So we are not going to be facing next year legislation like was passed with the Inflation Reduction Act, which all it did was add more cost and regulation on American oil and natural gas. So just having the Republican Congress means that we're not going to face other bills like that, that just increase costs on American energy. And when you increase costs, it increases costs for consumers as well, because those costs have to be passed on if we're going to produce it here. So first things first is just to stop. The second thing that is important about a Republican House is that it will start to hold this administration accountable on energy issues and a whole host of other issues. So we will get, we will have the heads of agencies and others who are trying to overregulate energy out of existence, we'll be able to put them before Congress and make them answer questions and put them on the record, and that helps to get oversight and to push back on some of the things that they're trying to do just through the bureaucracy.
What agency is the worst offender, would you say? Is it EPA? Is it Interior? What's holding us up the most?
You know, those two I would have listed, so you already beat me to the punch there. When it comes to EPA, you know, it's more regulation. It's meant to overregulate American oil and natural gas. And so they can't kind of see anything any other way, that's for sure. But it's the Interior Department that's responsible for development on non-park, non-wilderness public lands. So we develop energy on non-park, non-wilderness public lands. You know, those lands that are appropriate working landscapes for producing oil and natural gas. And the good news is that the revenues from that go right back into our treasured spaces, those national parks, wildlife refuges, and other public lands. And we support conservation, and we improve the infrastructure in those parks. So it's a good balance on federal lands. We produce energy, we do it responsibly, and we also fund conservation.
Fascinating. Anything else you want to tell us, Kathleen?
No, I just I think it's a good story that there's that balance on public lands. We disturb about 0.06% of all public lands. That's how little land use we have, where there's actually oil and natural gas equipment and activity on that land. And we support conservation for all 700 million acres of federal lands all across the country. So it's a good balance, and we do it responsibly.
That makes good sense. Glad you're doing what you're doing at the Western Energy Alliance, important coalition group that is out there sounding the concern when necessary and giving us the facts on the oil and gas development and what's happening. So appreciate you very much. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody at the Western Energy Alliance as well. All right, speaking of Thanksgiving, where are we at in the white meat, dark meat survey? The guesses have been pouring in. If you haven't yet done so, vote right now so we can add you to the final tally. 701, this is the number to text, 701-237-1590, 237-1590, or call us toll-free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. What's on your mind continues after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
thinking right now about the best Christmas gifts ever, and they're waiting for you at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Mike did something nice for you folks. He has extended the money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2023, and he did that because you can buy now, give the gift at Christmas, and then still have an extended time. For whatever reason, you don't like it, you get a money-back guarantee. That's the thing. There's no risk in those products. That's how much they're loved, to have that money-back guarantee. And it's extended to March 1st, 2023. The sheets, are incredible. And they have their lowest price ever now on the sheets. So that's why I raise. I mean, everything's great. But the sheets, pretty incredible, as low as $29.98 right now. The slippers are fantastic. And they're, you ready for this? $100 off. Or $90 off, I guess. $90 off. Incredible deal. They also have sleepwear. A great selection of very comfortable sleepwear. Pet blankets, socks now. They've got it all. And early Black Friday specials are happening right now. Their best deals ever, even hats. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, let's see here. I want to see if I can get a few of the latest contributions on our turkey survey today. White meat or dark meat is the question of the day. White meat out of the oven and dark meat cold, love them both. All right, the vote cancels each other there. Okay. Dark, white has no taste. I see. So you're taking dark meat and you're dissing white meat. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing. Texture says, how do you know until meat identifies as to whether it's dark or light? I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah. Thank you very much. There's a dark meat vote. All right. We're getting all the tallies here. Final tallies so we can get this up. Let's see here what we've got. Listener, on a different topic, our conversation with Senator Hoeven earlier. That was disappointing listening to Hoeven. What a disgrace. The guy should have retired. Guy has no fight in him whatsoever. Well, another 2 years for sure of Hoeven doing nothing. Well, he's elected to a 6-year term as senator, so I don't know what you mean by 2 years. And from my perspective, Senator Hoeven answered every question we asked of him. So I don't know what you consider disappointing or what you wanted. One thing I remind folks, when they are concerned about, for instance, the members of our congressional delegation, and they're here to answer your questions. So rather than a text after they're off the air, a call or a text with a specific question for them is the better way to go when they're on the air and can address your concern. I'm not big on belly aching after the fact. It does really no good. So, my 2 cents on that. Texter says, Mitch McConnell pulled campaign funding from some conservative candidates that he didn't like. Too conservative. Yet Hoeven and Cramer both support McConnell. I wish you or someone would ask Hoeven about that. Nothing will change if they don't get rid of that rhino. There again, this text comes in at 10:51 this morning when Senator Hoeven was on from 10:06 until 10:30. You can ask these questions. And nobody else was running for leader. There was nobody else really to support. That's how it goes. All right, let's get you the final tally here. Dark meat is the big winner. 25 votes there. 22 for white meat. Both, the politically correct vote, 7 votes. A red meat vote, as I mentioned. Love our red meat listeners, red meat lovers. And one listener picked gizzards. So thanks for that. About 60 votes there from folks. Appreciate you very much weighing in and giving us your preference. And every year this battle kind of tips a little one way or the other. I mean, it never comes out all the same way. I prefer white meat, so I usually root for white meat to win, and it has a few years, but so is dark meat. So dark meat by a couple. And our super producer, Chris Larson, says he's a gizzard lover. Have a great Thanksgiving. God bless you, folks. Back here Friday on the program for Black Friday fun on What's On Your Mind. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.